It's all about the gold when it comes to the Olympics, or at least piling up the medals anyway, depending on your perspective. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Into 10, and we're getting toward the finish line, beyond the halfway point anyway. Remember, 17 days for the Olympics. Got a lot of track and field going on, finishing up the gymnastics, soccer with an exciting finish for the women's team. China still leads the U.S., however, by 1, 64 medals in all to the USA with 63. In the gold category, for fun, I'll throw this out, 31 for China, 29 for the USA. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Michael Phelps has to say about moving on from the Olympics. Already he's talking about playing golf, and he showed up with a hot blonde on his arm at a Speedo party, and apparently he's been dating a model for 5 months. Who knew? The buzz in the backyard, sadly, is over this Sikh temple shooting. The Wisconsin gunman had a little bit of a criminal record. Turns out he was in the army for a while. And the big thing is he was part of the white supremacist movement. It's debatable as to how deep he was in it. He certainly had a checkered past in that category, however. And he played in two different bands that were neo-Nazi type bands and raised some money and whatnot for certain groups. He was on the radar of the FBI, but they didn't really have anything to go after him for. They just were looking at him for some of the things that he had done in a white supremacist manner. So he opens fire at a Sikh temple. A cop who takes 9 bullets is fighting for his life, but it looks like he's going to survive. He's just going to have a very long recovery. Not so for the 6 who died, including the president of the temple, who apparently tried to do whatever he could to stop the shooter and may have saved some of those lives and the people that were scrambling around and trying to get cover. Awful thing that's happened there. A lot of questions now, because this is the second mass shooting that we've had within a month's period. There's lots of talk about gun control legislation, and now even in a different way in public places, should there be a guard or an off-duty police officer who's watching? Movie theaters now, some have ramped up in that category since the Red Devil wreaked havoc in Aurora, Colorado. And the same with some churches. They were already doing that anyway, big mega churches, but now maybe some temples and others who can afford to do it will have somebody watched. And that's a sad commentary, that you just can't pull up in front of a church, a temple, or whatever, go in, worship, and leave. Have conversation, a sense of community, and that sort of thing, and leave with something that you take away from whatever service it is that you go to. Certainly not, ooh, let me look over my shoulder in case somebody we don't recognize walks in and starts to shoot. Now, we all bemoan the violence of this, and it's undeniable. However, it is, we can't live in fear, and it is also ridiculous to think that there, people are talking about, well, is there ways, what can we do to stop certain people? Maybe we still have guns, we can have guns and not take away Second Amendment rights. But is there a way we can red flag mentally ill people and would-be terrorists and others who have criminal backgrounds that would do us harm? And the answer is, where are you finding, how are you flagging those people? How are you going to do that unless it's really, really obvious? I'm mentally ill, I'm taking pills for whatever, and how many people take pills for some sort of depression? Where do you draw the line? So there'll be lots and lots of conversation about this, to say the least. The people who make the laws in D.C. won't be talking about it this week or next week or the week after that, because they are on their 5-week vacation. Once they're back from vacation, most of the focus is going to be on the upcoming elections. It's all about fundraising when you're in the game of politics. Big time, you have to be able to fundraise. So Mitt Romney and his party committee have raised $79 million more than the Democratic incumbent, the president, from May to July. So Romney gaining rapidly on the president's turf in the fundraising race. And why that's significant is because so much of what happens, especially down the stretch, is the ads that people see. Taking an event, the economy, unemployment rates, the background of the candidate, and using that in a 30-second pointed ad. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have done this for a long time, and they will certainly do it in this race. So in July, Romney and the Republican National Committee outraised Obama and his Democratic friends $101 million to $75 million. It's the third month in a row that Romney has beaten Obama in that category anyway. Obama's war chest is not slumping by any stretch, however. They're duking it out as to ultimately the final facts and figures. But Romney still has raised more, about $627 million compared with the Obama has raised $627 million compared with the $535 million raised by Romney. But the gap is closing. It's closing in a little bit. And it is about those TV spots. The financial advantage means that you can hit the other guy up in some of the other states. The swing states are what's so huge. If you're trying to win in Nevada, if you're trying to, and they obviously are, in the obvious places like Ohio and Florida, it's about spending that money to get the airtime to push whatever the message is of the particular ad so that you can try to bring it home and try to flip the state in a different direction or a new direction, whatever it might be, but Democrat or Republican, whoever's pulling the strings, let's say, there on either side. To be sure, there are other things that have happened in this country besides the enormous burden on the people in that Sikh temple. Some of the other things include the curiosity over the Mars landing. Lots of tweets, a lot of people staying up late, depending on the time zones, to see what was going to happen with the Mars rover and what kind of pictures that we were going to see, that we were going to get back. And ultimately, it may be the signs of life thing has people so intrigued, although Mars, the red planet, has been interesting to people, I think, for a long time. But the idea that you're trying to find signs of life, I think, adds a little bit to the lore here. And, of course, it costs a fortune to put the equipment, the rover, onto Mars. So what is it that makes us so incredibly interested in Mars? What is it that captures our attention? It, in a way, it always has. I think it's the life thing. I think it's, are there signs of life there? And the way we play off Mars, even in our movie themes and television and whatnot. Stay with us. We're flipping to the B-side next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
U.S. women's soccer team. I had a couple of cousins that saw them play in New Jersey before the Olympics. They did a little exhibition. They were working out, and they said they were incredible, that the crowd was going wild, and they were just amazing to watch. So the U.S. women rallied three times they did it, and this was the highlight for day 10 in the Olympics, without a doubt. What a dramatic moment at the tail end of this. Just seconds from going to penalty kicks, American Alex Morgan outleaped the Canadian defender in her face and headed a Heather O'Reilly crossover goaltender, the goaltender, to give the U.S. that 4-3 extra time win on Monday. I loved afterwards seeing a little snippet of Morgan saying, you know what, I don't think I ever even saw the ball. I just tried to be in the right spot. So this is huge for the Americans, a game-winning goal for that team. Wow. And we're going to talk a little soccer on our next show with somebody who coached Alex Morgan, so that should be interesting, and get the skinny on the Olympics and soccer, and of course it couldn't be any bigger. Speaking of the Olympics, I already gave you the medal count. Part of why the U.S. is doing so well is because of the swimmers like Michael Phelps, who ends up wrapping up his career, he says, with 22 medals. The amazing part of that is 18 of those medals are gold. So the question everybody wants to know is, what's next for Michael Phelps?
I'm just ready to move on. I've spent a long time here in the sport, and I just said I would never swim past the age of 30, Now I can, you know, I can look back at my career and say I've done everything I've wanted, and there's no need to continue and drag it out or force things. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I went out how I wanted to go out, and it's time to move on.
good for him for going out on a winning note instead of, as he said, he didn't want to swim into his 30s, pushing it a little bit further and swimming into his 30s, which he could have done and gone to Brazil. And some people think he'll still try to come back anyway. But he sounds to me like he's made his mind up, as he seemed more relaxed in these games. And I don't think, I don't have a crystal ball, but it doesn't seem to me that he looks like he's going to come back into this sport. Besides, now everybody wants to know about his personal life. He's dating a model actress who has a nickname for Phelps. She calls him Bear. The pet nickname was revealed because she was tweeting, and people saw the tweets. You know, once you tweet, it's out there, and everybody wants a piece of it. So, who cares? He's a bear. I don't know. Whatever. But he'll move on probably to some role with swimming, I bet. He does have a swim academy, so you can bet that he's not going to abandon the sport. He'll be involved, I bet, a little bit in some facet, even if it's just here and there, dipping into it, paying attention, and trying to help maybe some of the other young swimmers. He was too much of a fixture, but can you blame him for not wanting to go back into the pool? It makes sense to me. And the idea that somebody actually leaves the sport on top and they don't try to make a crazy comeback, which often happens with lots of athletes. You think of Emmitt Smith, the great running back for the Cowboys, ends up with Arizona for a very short time period. It doesn't really pan out for him. Think of the great Joe Montana. I can think of tons of examples of football players especially, but even baseball, a couple of baseball players who have tried to make those comebacks and then weren't able to do it. It's very hard to step away from something, I guess, when you're an athlete especially, and you've done it forever since you were a kid, and then that's it, because that's such a chunk of your life. And talking about people as being old when they're in their 30s is just so crazy. In fact, in the Olympic side of things, one of the hurdles, I was watching that tonight, and I looked at one of the runners and I said, wow, he is an old man, because he was 34 years old. And the 34-year-old ended up winning the race. It's just so odd to think of somebody, but in athletics, especially too in track and field, there are runners, there are specialty people who stay in the game for a while. It's not unheard of, but going deep into your 30s is a little bit different than just turning 30 years old and still being able to hurdle the way you did and being able to win a gold medal and blowing away a lot of younger legs. And that's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what happened there. And that's been part of some of the interesting storylines, I think, of this game. Most of the focus was on the overtime goal for Morgan and the U.S. and what happened there, so they didn't have the kicking that had to, you know, the penalty kicks that had to happen. That didn't happen. But this was probably one of the biggest moments of this Olympics versus Michael Phelps. There were some big moments there, and Missy Franklin and some other things that happened. The young gymnast Gabby winning the overall after the female gymnasts fell apart, and then they won the overall. So there's already been some magic for Team USA anyway. And then there were some obvious things that happened too, like Team USA pulling away from Argentina in a big way, smashing them on the hardwoods. But this is expected. So when it's expected, it's a little bit different than when you're not, you know, when you're not expected to have that happen. It would be as if there was some kind of an upset of the U.S. men when it came to basketball, which has happened before in the past, but it's very rare with the professional players that are playing now. It doesn't happen too often anyway. So as the Olympics roll on, the ratings for the Olympics keep getting higher and higher, depending on the day. But for the most part, We are watching these sports moments. We are watching these instant classics, if you will, because 33, 34 million people tuning in, that doesn't include a lot of folks who would TiVo it or DVR it or whatever and watch it later. We're talking about people who are just watching, let's say, in prime time, and those prime time numbers are big. In the United States, programming-wise, American Idol, if they hit a high point, they're talking maybe close to 30 million people. So that's a big territory that the London Games are delivering for the advertisers, I guess, on NBC. Since it's about NBC, they got all the events spread out over various networks. And some people were predicting that it would actually be rough. It would be a rough year for the Olympics, but that's so much for pundits who are trying to assail the games and saying no one's going to watch, because people are definitely watching. All right, we end on this note here for this segment anyway of America Tonight as we boot to a couple of other things that we're going to be talking about, including somebody who goes off on the Democrats. And this is Dr. Collins. We've been waiting to get him on the show. He talks about history in the Democrats and says history backs up some of the things that have been happening with mayors and whatnot and corruption. And if we pay attention to the bouncing ball, we'll get it. This guy got it. American judo fighter Nick DiPapolo was expelled from the games on Monday after testing positive for pot. He said he accidentally ate it before coming to London. He is the first of the athletes to fail an in-competition doping test. His case is the fifth positive test for a banned substance reported by the IOC since its official London Games testing period began in mid-July. How about that? Four other athletes were caught before competing. They disqualified him from the men's 73-kilogram class where he placed seventh. He tested positive for the bodies of cannabis after competing on July 30th. He apologized to the team, saying he was embarrassed by his mistake. He didn't realize when he ate some food it had been baked with marijuana. Do you think that's true? Hey, try this pot brownie. He accidentally broke out the pot brownies. I think that sounds a little fishy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To have our next guest on. He's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense because for some reason we're like ships in the night. We keep passing each other and now we've actually connected. So we've got to put down that cheap latte, or rather that expensive latte that we got him. And we welcome to the show Dr. Kevin Collins. Think of Crooks, Thugs, and Bigots, the lost, hidden, and changed history of the Democratic Party. I know this audience now has just perked up, definitely. That's the name of the game, the name of the book, etc. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and just to get out of the way, that's crooksthugsandbigots.com is where they can get the book. Let's talk.
All right, so I love the title. So are you saying Democrats are crooks, thugs, and bigots?
Absolutely. I'm a political researcher by trade, and I put 350 hours of research into this book. And when I first started, I really didn't think that I would come up with the stuff that I did, and it even surprised me. So, yeah, it's loaded with all of what you thought these people were about, and now you have it in black and white.
What do you think would be, and as you said, all the research you did in this, what would be one of the most shocking things that you found out about the origins of the Democratic Party?
Well, you know, the Democrats like to claim Thomas Jefferson as their founder. And, of course, if I were a Democrat, I'd want to claim Jefferson, too, instead of the real founder of the Democratic Party, which is Aaron Burr, that Aaron Burr, the guy that killed Hamilton in a duel, although it a legal duel, and it was very ill-advised by Mr. Hamilton. Aaron Burr was, of course, not only the one-time vice president, but he was also a guy who stood trial for treason because he and another Democrat favorite, Andrew Jackson, plotted to take the Louisiana Purchase territories by force. And today it sounds a little far-fetched that a small force could do that. But, you know, in the early part of the 19th century, we didn't have much of an army, and we certainly were a trusting lot, and we never expected that something like that would happen. And we were very lucky that the plot came to the fore, and being a good Democrat, Andrew Jackson wrote a CYA letter to Thomas Jefferson saying, not me. Me and Aaron, we're innocent, but it was this other guy. So we came that close to seeing the Louisiana Territory cut up into so many slave states, which is part of the Democrat history since day one, has been promotion of slavery and putting down all minorities, but especially African Americans.
Yeah, and you know, people are listening to saying, what is he talking about? Look at President Obama. How does this happen? And he's a D for Democrat. Why would he even be part of the Democratic Party if that's, in fact, the case when you're talking about racism and things that have happened in the past? So what would you say to that when people say, oh, you know, Dr. Collins, you're all wrong about that. What are you talking about?
Well, first, the book is a quick, easy read. It's only 244 pages, but it's backed up by 12 pages of footnotes and links where you can go and prove me wrong. But I think that Barack Obama is a classic. He would fit into the mold of the Democrats at any given period in history. And be a star, because look, he's a star in today's Democratic Party. No matter what he does, no matter how he assaults American freedoms and liberties, they love him. They love him. So, you know, this is what they're made of. And I'm serious about this. I think that these people are a threat to our liberty, and we have to be vigilant.
So in being vigilant, you look around and you look at mayors, for example, like Rahm Emanuel. He's part of the Chicago gang. He ends up as a key role in the White House. Then he goes back to Chicago, becomes the mayor of Chicago. Do you think that was all kind of planned?
Well, of course it was. But, you know, Rahm Emanuel, he wouldn't even make my top list of the worst mayors. The book was finished a little bit before it was sure that Emanuel was going to be the mayor, and there was no track record for him at that time. But I think that the two mayors that come to mind are two Detroit mayors, of course, Kwame Kilpatrick and Coleman Young. But really, the worst mayor I can think of, because of the things that he did, was actually Jimmy Walker in New York. And as a New Yorker, I have a special fascination with this guy. He was involved in a plot. This is a Democrat mayor. While he was the mayor, he was involved in a plot whereby innocent women would be accused falsely of being prostitutes, and then they would be given an opportunity to pay a fine and avoid prison. And that fine money never made it into the city treasury. It was divided up by the mayor and the police, who were all Democrats and all on the take in the 1930s.
Yeah. Yeah, oh boy, I'd agree with you there on Walker. I've done a little research on Walker myself, being an ex-New Yorker, so I understand that. One of the things that you talk about in the book, too, you talk about demoralizing the troops. Flush that out a little bit for us, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. We constantly talk about the troops and what's going on in the Middle East and all over the place. What do you mean by demoralizing them?
Well, look at, you know, there's nothing more. I'm a Semper Marine, okay? The ex-Marine is out. We don't use that term. And former Marine doesn't seem to do it, but I'm a Semper Marine and always Marine. And again, the one thing that you really will demoralize you is being in the crosshairs of some terrible weapon and knowing that it need not be that way. Would make you even shudder more. And let me explain. Under Bill Clinton, a company called L'Oreal, a Maryland company, sold the Chinese some technology, missile technology, that went haywire, and a missile came down into a Chinese village and killed several hundred people. The Chinese were very angry about this, as they should be, and they wanted something from Loral. Because what they wanted, they weren't allowed to have, because it was sensitive material, sensitive technology. And the guy who owned Loral, a guy named Schwartz, went to Bill Clinton, said, Bill, I need to be able to sell these people this technology. Please help me. And there's a nice envelope in it for you. Okay, fine. His national security people, Clinton's people, told him, please don't do this. You can't do it. It's terrible. Well, right now, the Chinese have the Daifeng missile, and it's has this technology that was stolen. You could say it was stolen. I mean, they paid for it. Their money was directly sent into the Democrats here in America. And they now have the ability to kill a 5,000 crew aircraft carrier with one single shot because of what Bill Clinton and this guy at Doral did. So,
wow.
Demoralizing the troops.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's just, well, I'm sure it's one example of it. The other thing is, and this is big and is happening now, and I talk about this all the time on America Tonight, the voter ID laws and what's happening in trying to make the vote pure. Like, why should we throw our vote out the window if there are dead people on the rolls and if there are illegal immigrants on the rolls, like in Florida, all the names they uncovered in some other places. And you know that the Justice Department jumped into the middle of this. But this is nothing new, you're saying, for the Democrats.
Oh, no. The remember in 2000 when the Democrats were relying on the fact that most people don't know their history, and they were saying, yeah, that's right. This happened in 1876. This was Tilden Hayes all over again. And this is when the Democrat Tilden, Samuel Tilden from New York, and Rutherford B. Hayes from Ohio were tied in electoral votes, and a subsequent investigation done by the New York Times, by the way, when it was an honest paper, proved that Tilden and his nephew schemed to buy an electoral vote any way they could, whether they paid it off, whether they blackmailed, whatever they had to do, in order to steal the election of 1876. So it's nothing new. However, I can offer some hopeful information is that, you know, the across the country, Republican run states have been passing some pretty tough voter ID laws. And right now, Pennsylvania is very much in doubt for the Democrats because the Pennsylvania legislature passed a very simple voter ID law that was an exact copy of the one that was passed by the Indiana legislature that was tested and won 6-3 in the United States Supreme Court. So, voter fraud, yes, is a very serious matter, but the hopeful side of this is that I think that we will win in November by a large enough margin so that voter fraud will not be an issue.
Yeah. All right, pick it up, Crooks, Thugs, and Bigots, The Lost, Hidden, and Changed History of the Democratic Party. Dr. Collins, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
CoachesRight.com. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I need somewhere to hang my head without showing news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but at no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose.
Every single show, I always invite you to vent with me by sending me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You can also download Press 4, and you can rant during the day. So if you wake up and you're going out to get that cheeseburger, or maybe you're eating healthier like I am, you're going to go eat a plate of steamed vegetables and rice, whatever. But you want to vent about the person who cut you off, or you were just about to pull into that parking space and someone zipped in right in front of you, and you've had enough and you're fed up with the ring around the rosy by all the politicians when it comes to taxes, you can let it fly through the website and through Press 4. So, we have an avalanche of mail. Let's get to it.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed. This comes to us from Sam, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show now for quite some time. It's funny because I think you're pretty open-minded. I'm going to give you high marks for that based on some of the things that I've heard you say on the show. Unfortunately, I don't think most Americans are open-minded. And I actually can't blame them now at this point because the frustration is wall-to-wall, mostly with the people who represent us. There doesn't seem to be any camaraderie with the folks in Washington. Is it eat or be eaten? How do you think they roll in the capital city?" I think you nailed it. I think, Sam, you're absolutely right. Eat or be eaten. And not every politician, certainly, but the problem is if you have a handful, a renegade band, that does not make the law. So it's about having the majorities. It's about those committees and the laws and getting in front of the economy. I say this all the time, and sadly, I'd love to get on the air and say something different, but why are we always a nation of reactors versus action? how about a little action instead of reacting to what happens? But that's the way we seem to roll. And why? Is it because who wants to lose their cushy gig and their great health insurance? So I want to get reelected, and whatever I think the majority of my constituents want to hear, I'm going to go in that direction. My advisors are telling me that. I can't go against the grain because I won't be reelected. So I'm going to toe the line, or I'm going to vote along with the rest of the pack. It's a bad thing if you really feel as though people in Washington are lemmings. And let's hope that we get some non-lemming representatives when we vote on November 6th. Remember, all the House seats are up, and a portion of the Senate seats are up for grabs, too. So things could really take a change in a much different direction. This one from William, listening to us, courtesy of WVMT in Burlington, Vermont, one of our oldest affiliates. The people in Vermont like to email the show a lot, sometimes actually call the show. Dave in Vermont called the show a couple of times. He's big into the nail the score thing. So here comes the email. What do you think is going to happen with the Electoral College? How many votes do you think it's going to take for Mitt Romney? Is it really going to come down to the wire? Do you think it's that close, Kate, really? Or are we kidding ourselves, and is this a shoe-in re-election for Obama? You know, you look at the polls and you listen to, you have to take the polls with a grain of salt in a way, but there is something to that daily tracking. Otherwise, people wouldn't pay a gazillion dollars. If I'm a political person, why do I care about the polls if they're always inaccurate? There is something to it, especially when it comes to issues, I guess, but also in who's going to win and who's going to lose and what certain groups are saying. And in the latest Rasmussen poll, I just looked at this today, Obama has overtaken Romney. He leads him very close, though, in that margin of error, 47% to 45%. So it's only really the second time in the last 2 months that we've seen it fluctuate the other way. And this is right there in the wheelhouse of where it could change. You think of the unemployment rate, 8.3%, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting about the jobs, and the picture is, you know, 163,000 jobs were added in July. It was more than they expected, and more than in May and June combined. But that number that's so important is that unemployment number. We've never elected a president with that kind of number. Will it happen this time? And most of the national polls that have been done over the last couple of months show that Obama leads Romney by maybe 3 percentage points, maybe a little bit more than that. And in head-to-head, the head-to-head matchup with Romney, the president got a little bit of a jump in approval ratings. 48% of the people polled by Rasmussen, anyway, say they at least somewhat approve of the president's performance. So that shoots up from, what was it, 44% last Thursday. But the job approval rating number, if I were David Axelrod or Robert Gibbs, anyone on the main team to get Obama reelected, I wouldn't like this. They show that 50% say they at least somewhat disapprove of the president's performance. None of that is good. But at the same time, according to polls, Obama's lead is widening in Ohio. Ohio is a swing state. Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. So when we look at that and then we look at electoral votes, pretty much with Romney, I think you're looking at least 280, somewhere in that neighborhood. Is it really going to be, with insiders say that they think it's going to be really tight? It's not going to be a blowout election. It's not even going to be a little bit of a margin election. It's going to come down to the wire. So if that's true, then these polls are interesting to really, really pay attention to. Obama leads Mitt Romney 48% to 40 in a poll that was done called We Ask America. That's a much bigger lead than other polls show for the press, some of the polls that I just mentioned to you, for what it's worth, just so you have that tucked away. Swing states, I mentioned Ohio's one of them, and Michigan would also be in that pile, and Wisconsin and North Carolina and Virginia and Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Iowa. You can heap on there. Even New Hampshire, I think you could do it too. All right, let's go to this next one. Roger says, boy, the stuff that's happened in Milwaukee is very disheartening. Kate, as much as I bash the mosque situation and feel that often in some of these major cities it can be a breeding ground for potential homegrown terrorism, that's certainly not how I feel about the Sikhs in their temple, knowing some Sikhs in my own neighborhood. Very wonderful people, very calm, very much about inwardly trying to spread peace, if you will. And this is a terrible thing that's happened. Sadly, the conversation will be about gun control, and I think that's not what it should be about. There are a lot of other things that we could discuss surrounding this. Maybe more, as you call it, responsible gun ownership, but I don't think gun control is what we want in this nation. Here's one from David, who says, hello, America. Tonight, here's my question. What do we need to do to keep the psychotics from shattering our lives, whether it's in a house of worship or in a movie theater? Stunning that this happened within a couple of weeks. Do you wonder if there's any way this was kind of a copycat killing? Well, the neo-Nazi shooter that was killed, he was 40, Wade Michael Page, didn't have much in common with the Red Devil who went into the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. But did it prompt him? Did it make him think, oh, I'm going to do the same thing? I have different reasons and a different target, but I'm going to do that. We don't know. Unless something's uncovered, you could try to make that leap. But I don't know that I would. I think there was something that was ticking inside of him, and he had just had a breakup. Maybe that prompted it. I think it's terrible, certainly, what happened there. And I don't know that we'll ever clearly have that motivation unless there's some kind of a letter, a note, a manifesto, something that gives a better indication of what happened there. Andy V says, thumbs down to the neo-Nazi creep who went into the Sheikh temple. I doubt anyone's going to say that that was a good thing. Of course not. It's terrible that now when you go to worship, you have to wonder if you have to look over your shoulder in case somebody goes nuts. Doesn't sound that far-fetched. Maybe they're going to have to start really guarding some of these churches and temples. What do you think? Oh, I think there's discussions in some neighborhoods about that, especially perhaps some of the bigger churches, if you will. Hey, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to me just like all of those people did. AmericaTonight.net.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.